This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In studying 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, we've considered Paul's encouragement to finding and following teachers who demonstrate good character. Now let's consider what he says about teachers who exhibit compassion. To focus on this trait, he says, "We were like a mother caring for her little children," verse 7. Now, why does he identify himself as caring for them like a mother? As an apostle of Christ, he could have expected they care for him and his needs. Rather than being a burden to them, he says, "We were gentle, not demanding." This gentleness was the outcome of what he says in verse 8. "We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us." It's interesting to note the gospel was shared in a tangible way, not just in word. They were delighted to share their lives as well. While they preached the gospel in word, they were looking for ways to build a relationship so their love for them could be expressed in obvious ways. Notice how Paul described this in verse 9. "Surely you remember, brothers, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you." He reminded them that they worked a second job, making tents, to meet their own needs so they wouldn't be a burden to them. This was sacrificial living, but they were willing to do it because they loved them so dearly. That's the kind of mentors you should seek. Well, if you'd like to review these programs, either by script or audio, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.